This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is a pleasure to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. Well, I have to say that my first guest today really and truly has become a champion her whole life, and she has been a champion her whole life. She was a champion sharpshooter, a skill she learned as a 13-year-old girl in India. She won the gold medal in the 1998 Commonwealth Games. And now she's hit another bullseye with the release of the career catapult, Shake Up and Status Quo, and her new book. By the way, did I say that she's a Rhodes Scholar and Master Coach? And she is the mother of twins, and she is really and truly always changing things up. She's a national award-winning Indian sports shooter, a Rhodes Scholar, a senior corporate vice president, managing director, founder of her own consulting firm, and she is with us today with her new book, The Career Catapult. And I'm so excited to have you with us today, Rupa. And Rupa, help me out with your last name. It's
just like it's written, Unnikrishnan. And thank you for having me, Frankie.
So, Una, you want us to really, you know, it's so easy to just do status quo. It's the easy way.
That's right. It's easy until the jolt comes to you, right? You're relaxed, you think you're doing great, and then something happens, right? A new technology comes to being. The business decides to, you know, move coasts, whatever it is,
or new
competition, and suddenly you're doing great, but hey, you know, goodbye. Or not even that, suddenly you've been passed over. Whatever it is, or maybe you just realize that this isn't what you wanted to be doing at this stage in your life. So that's why I wrote the book, is to help people think differently and press themselves, jolt themselves.
But for some people, it's hard to do that. Mm. It's a lot of risk involved. It's a lot of work. And, you know, we want the least, resistant path. It's what we want. We want what we want when we want it, Rupa.
When we want it.
Yes. Hey, can we ask you to go off the speakerphone if that's possible? Because I'm hearing a little interference, if you wouldn't mind. If you can, that would be great. But
I'll try to keep it as simple as possible, yeah.
Okay, that's great. So, as someone who, at a very young age, you became a champion at a very young age. So you really never had the status quo, but your whole life has been about shaking it up and boosting your professional life. So give us some of the tips that you write about, because I heard this new book is so amazing.
Thank you. It's a simple book, and that's what I wanted to highlight. It's a very simple, you know, take a step at a time kind of book, and it also helps build behaviors and just habits. So after a point, it won't feel like you're trying too hard. I started because I was reflecting on what I did. I was kind of thrown into it because I found my passion, but I had to keep studying, which was at 13, you don't stop going to school. So you learn to do multiple things at the same time. What I found with my career is that I would find senior executives or people coming to me for coaching who had fallen to the path of saying, I'm great at what I'm doing, what's ever going to happen to me? And then suddenly a surprise hits them. You know, the economy does a backflip, and what are you going to do? So I started by saying, make sure that you make a habit of truly every once a month, step back and do a general, you know, dive deep, as I say, go inwards and think, what am I great at? What have I noticed that there seems to be a little bit of an issue, so I'm going to dig to understand my blind spots? And what really excites me? When I want to get up to work, there are certain days I just want to get in and get started. It's because of whatever it is, right? It's because I'm having a meeting about marketing or, you know, we just got a whole new product set, whatever it is. If you can start recognizing what really gets you to shoot on all cylinders, then you're really going to understand and know that before the jolt hits you, you can start going towards the things that work for you. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step that I recommend, is sort of really being reflective. It seems very intuitive, but people don't do it, you know. My survey, when I did my survey of about 400 senior executives who work on innovation, I found that those people whose job is sort of centrally innovation versus those who, you know, are not quite focused on innovation, the innovators, 40% of them will actually take pen and paper and sit down and think about it once a month. In the other case, less than 10%.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think that, you know what it is? I have a very dear friend, and we talk every day, and she's on the West Coast, and we talk very late at night. And we're both so exhausted from putting out the fires all day long. You know, it's like constantly putting out the fires and constantly picking up the pieces and putting it back together again. And there is this exhaustion that we're emotionally and physically tired. So we have to find a way, because the definition of insanity is doing things the same way over and over again, as Albert Einstein has always said to us. So we have to find a way to change it so that we don't continue to do the same patterns over and over again. We can change it up.
Yeah, and what I try to do, and what I make my coaches do, is that even if they say, listen, my day is full, I say, do you do your laundry once in a while? Like, do you do the dishes? Do you take a jog? Like, just use that time instead of switching on Netflix for those 15 minutes. Once a month, actually just don't do anything. Like, you do a routine activity, but your brain should be thinking about these three categories and really pushing yourself.
Yes. That makes sense. It really makes sense. So for people that are listening to this, that are saying, okay, you want us to examine again, do that over again. Tell us, dig deep to soar. Tell us what you mean by that.
So what I mean is really think about, dig inside internally, because you want to find out what makes you excited, which is your passions. What are you great at? You know, what do people sort of turn around and say, you know, that Rupa, you want to get anything done, go to her. She can execute like an angel, right? That kind of, you know, that people recognize you. You know that's what you're great at. And the third piece is, what is it that you sort of see there's an issue, but you don't fully understand? Take the time to understand. So you're in a meeting, you're talking, and suddenly, you know, people interrupt you. What is it about your communication style that doesn't let people let you finish, right? So that's a blind spot. There may be something about your style. Maybe you're not hearing where the room is headed. You know, those kinds of things. Start learning from those. But, you know, it should be only one-third of what you're doing. The other two-thirds are about your strengths and your passions. And once you find your passions, that's where I go. And I don't know, Frankie, if you're okay with me moving to stage two.
Yes, please.
So I have people really stalk innovations and trends. So let's say, like I said, you find that the day a new product comes out and there's a marketing meeting, you're full of bees, right? You know that's your passion. Start looking at the trends around you. And I don't mean suddenly go online and go to the library and start reading up trends. No, I'm saying look around you, engage very actively with what's happening at work, outside of work. You know, if you're mid-career and you have teenage kids or any teenager around you, watch to see how they use information.
Right.
And so that's one way, for example, to find out what's happening in marketing or what could be coming around the bend in marketing, right? So it's about understanding that trend and then really starting to think through, so what does this mean for me? I have these strengths and passions. This is what's happening as far as trends are concerned. What is that telling me about what my future possibilities are?
And there's so much more information, and you can get the book right at the website, which is Career Catapult. And that website is active, and I just have been on it. You can see how beautiful Rupa is, and all the information is right there. Thank you so much for being with us today, and continued success.
Thank you, and thank you for doing this show. It's so interesting. Thanks so much, Frankie.
Thank you. And we will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey from Super Good Stuff. Keith, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. There is a formula that you have created. You make products that make us function better in the world, and one of them is neuromuscular support. What exactly is this product?
It's really basic. It's daisy flowers, grape leaves, and olive pit fractions. Nothing you've ever heard of. But for tight shoulders, lower back, any discomfort dealing with muscle tension, it's amazing, and it works 10 or 12 minutes, but it is absolutely fabulous. If it doesn't work for you, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
That's neuromuscular support, and you can find this in all of the products at supergoodstuff.com, or you can call 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. This is Frankie Boyer with Keith Morey.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, and I don't know if you have seen the buzz of what's happening with Sesame Street, but I am so excited about it. But I don't know if my guest feels the same way. Dr. Janet Lintala is with us. She's the author of The Unprescription for Autism, A Natural Approach for a Calmer, Happier, and More Focused Child. And so Sesame Street is debuting a new character with autism. And I think her name is Julia. So, doctor, is this a good thing? Tell me your thoughts.
I think it's a great thing. And I'm excited for a couple of different reasons. One, if you're a family with an autistic child, you know, just having an autistic character on Sesame Street, you feel more included and your child feels more amazing and everyday instead of different and odd. And if you're a family without an autistic child, then your children are going to grow up learning to include and learn how to play with children with autism. So I love it. I think it's great.
You know, people do not realize the multiple levels that we're talking about when we talk about autism. And unfortunately, not only the different levels, the different components, but the different levels as well as the extremes on the spectrum. And so I saw a couple of the previews of the show. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it yet, but I did. And
yes, I have.
I was very impressed that they explained why Julia didn't look at, I think it was Big Bird, why Julia didn't look at Big Bird when he was talking or when she was talking to him, or they didn't have eye contact and someone explained to him that doesn't mean she's not listening. Or I thought it was really beautifully done.
It is. They consulted a lot of experts, over a dozen different organizations, to come up with Julia's characteristics. And the cool part is they are going to sort of teach the viewers how to understand or how to interact with children with autism. They're providing an app and I believe an online digital library so that schools can tap into that. They really researched this and spent a lot of thought on it. You know, we don't see new characters a lot on Sesame Street. So
no.
I was glad they took so much care, and you're right about all the levels. Like, how are they going to portray Julia when everybody on the spectrum is so different? I was glad she's a female because the females are underdiagnosed. Everyone assumes boys are 4 to 5 times more common, you know, on the spectrum than females. And really, we're beginning to realize it's probably more like 2 to 1. And we've just been missing the females because they are so different from the males. Yes. So I'm curious, interesting. Still you're going to have the gender-based differences or just try to sort of be a composite character to represent people on the spectrum? It's fascinating.
Or maybe they'll even have another friend that Julia has that also has some learning disabilities. So I think it's an opportunity to finally open the discussion, open the conversation, and start, you know, putting more emphasis on the differences that are okay, as opposed to, and not be afraid of them, because once you become educated, you understand it's okay to be different. And I think that that's a real important piece. I know that yesterday I saw on the news that they opened up the mall a couple of hours earlier yesterday morning, very early, for special needs. And I guess it's not called special needs anymore. I'm not familiar with the new term. If you can help me, doctor, there's another term that they're using, and they don't want to use special needs. And I'm at loss at what the new term is. But they opened up the mall for a lot of different kids that are super sensitive to noise, lights, and sounds. And they had the Easter Bunny without all of the background noise of a mall, and the kids really loved it.
I think that's great. I don't know the exact term that mall used, but I have seen the phrase differently abled.
That's it, differently abled. Okay.
Okay.
That's the word we want to start using, differently abled. And you've been talking about this for a very long time. You're the founder of Autism Health. You're also the mother of three boys with a variety of issues, such as Asperger syndrome, Tourette syndrome, OCD, anxiety, and ADHD. So how do you deal with all of this?
Well, some days it was really challenging, and I think I felt a little overwhelmed. I just did the best I could. I always wanted my boys to feel positive and good about themselves. Anytime something negative happened, like an interaction with a stranger at the mall or a meltdown, it opened up to me. That's an opportunity for learning for my child and for discussion. And we discussed, you know, their challenges. We discussed other children's challenges and how every family usually has some type of challenge. And it doesn't mean that you're weird or stupid. And I just took everything as a learning opportunity. It was a lot of talking. One time my sister-in-law was visiting, and she looked at me and went, "I can't believe how much you have to talk things through," you know, every day, all day long. And it's just a teaching opportunity, I think, is how a lot of autism parents take it.
Right, right. And so the spectrum goes from severely autistic, which means that the verbal skills are not quite there, to high functioning autism, which is called Asperger's. So there's a lot in between, as you know and I know. And where would Julia fit on that scale?
Julia, to me, from what I've seen, seems to fit right in the middle. She's not, I don't think she's intellectually challenged, like with a lower IQ, as some people are. She so far hasn't shown me that she has what they used to call the little professor syndrome, with that brilliant high IQ.
Yes.
Many folks on the spectrum are just right in the middle of the road, like the rest of us. And to me, it just seems like she's a normal, bright young child with interests. She loves flowers and butterflies, and we'll play games with the kids. I've noticed they let her join them. Like Elmo started playing peekaboo by himself instead of getting in her face and playing peekaboo. And she began to notice that, and then she came over and joined him and began to play peekaboo. So she just seems like middle of the road to me. She has language, but she doesn't always speak in full sentences.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood for Sesame Street to finally embrace Julia. And I think that we can have begun the conversation on a whole new platform, and I'm so excited. And thank you for being with us and for all the work that you do. Your book is The Unprescription for Autism, A Natural Approach for a calmer, happier, and more focused child. And your best website is?
LoveAutismHealth.com.
Thank you so much, Doctor, for all you do. We will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned right here on Biz Talk Radio.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard Water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard Water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard Water plays a key role in our good health. Willard Water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard Water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, 5-ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $9.99.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now 5-ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $9.99. In-store only, limit 2 per customer, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. Well, you know, my next guest also believes the children are the future. Iris Blank is with us right here on the Frankie Boyer Show on Biz Talk Radio. And Iris, welcome to the program. What an exciting work you're doing. And let's just tell everybody, you are the executive director and co-founder of Virtual Enterprises International.
The yes, youth thank you for having me. I'm very excited to tell your listeners about a very, very exciting program that's been around for 20 years. Virtual Enterprises is a program that has its roots in Vienna, Austria, where I was sent as an assistant principal at the time for the New York City Department of Education. I was sent there to observe a program called Practice Firms, and with the charge of implementing it in New York City public schools. Which we did in 1996, and that was the first program of its kind. What we learned at the time, and it's important to know the background, is that there were 4,500 of these practice firms worldwide, but none in the United States. So we were the first in the U.S. to do this. In a nutshell, Virtual Enterprises is a program in which high school students learn about business by running a business in their classrooms with coaching from industry professionals. Yes.
Right. So let's talk about, there's a very exciting summit happening, the Youth Business Summit, which is taking place on Pier 92 in New York City on April 3rd to the 5th, and it features the best of VEI's high school age participants. And they'll compete in a junior Shark Tank-like business plan. And tell us what some of the past winners have been. Tell us a little bit about some of those past winners, if you wouldn't mind, Iris.
Let me just reframe that. The Youth Business Summit is our signature student event, which runs every spring. And we bring in students from all over the U.S. We have over 400 middle and high schools that are participating, but also from schools around the world who participate in this program. And there are three events that comprise the Youth Business Summit. The National Business Plan Competition, in which teams that have received top honors from local competitions come and compete for a national champion. There's a Global Business Challenge in which countries and students from around the U.S. Work in multinational teams to examine a business case study and present that to judges. And the must-see event is the trade show, in which students from around the country and around the world set up exhibition booths and actually trade their products and services. The gala, which will really feature the inaugural VE Venture Challenge, is going to be a shark-like competition in which students will pitch real business ideas. And the reason that we have moved into that avenue is because we have found that VE, which is a simulation of a business experience, students are really percolating with real business ideas. And so
yeah,
we are now moving, I'd like to say, from simulation to startup, and allowing kids to really come to the fore and present their real business concepts. I can tell you that we have seen and heard amazing ideas from these young people.
Tell us some of them, please.
Yeah. So, well, we were in California just recently, and we had a student who showed me his T-shirt. The name of his company was SolarWare, and he had a T-shirt that had a solar panel in which he could charge his phone by running. We are looking.
You're kidding.
At,
That's
no,
amazing.
Amazing. We have a young man who started a business called IV Heroes. He was visiting a patient in a hospital, a young patient, and who was frightened by the IV bag. So he said, look, you're getting natural superpowers. And he created a bag called IV Heroes. And he's been on NBC and CBS and what have you. And this is a bag that fits over an IV bag, and young kids think that they're getting superpowers and are not frightened by the experience. So we have had many, many businesses launch from the classroom to, as I say, from the simulation to the startup.
And some of these kids are 13 years old.
Some of them are 13 years old. We have a middle school group, an all-boys group. They feel that they are involved in multiple sports. They don't like to carry around all the different kinds of sneakers for the multiple sports, and they find it very expensive. So they've come up with a new sneaker, which is a sneaker cleat. That's amazing. So we're seeing some really innovative things come out of this amazing program.
Iris, did you ever think 20 years ago when you were in Vienna that this would ever take off and be the program that it is today, quite honestly?
No, we didn't. But when we implemented it in New York City public schools, we immediately saw the engagement of the students because it's hands-on, it's experiential, and students are actually. I like to think of VE as a flight simulator for business and entrepreneurship. Students learn by doing, and their involvement is totally experiential. So that's why it's very transformational. And in the early years, we began to see, oh my goodness, that this program began to spread well beyond New York City's borders. Now we're in 400 high schools, and we've never marketed the program. So you can see how exciting and engaging it is, because it is just proliferated, really with through word of mouth.
Right.
And students in the virtual enterprise work in functional departments of an organization. So not only are they developing entrepreneurial skills, but they are developing workplace readiness skills. So they can very quickly move from the classroom to the workplace, as well as thinking about what they might do in terms of developing a business.
I just think this is so. You know, I was just at a talk the other day with a retired judge, and she said one of her greatest gifts in life was the decision to go to Northeastern University. And she said the reason being was that I was able during the semester to take on co-op projects, because Northeastern University is a co-op school, so you need to work as you're going to school, and it pays for the tuition. It's a wonderful program, and I've never understood why more schools haven't taken on that concept, but Northeastern in Boston does have that concept. And she said it gave her the ability to zoom in and know exactly what she wanted, where she wanted to go, and her future from the jobs that she was able to do and the experience that she got in those jobs as a young college student.
Well, and so we're doing that in the high schools. So when the class is broken up into different departments of an organization, accounting, marketing, human resources, really students are learning about careers. And they actually produce key deliverables that are required in a real business to achieve the goals of the company within those functional departments. They're using technology as applied in business. So they then decide that, you know, perhaps the accounting might be a pathway for them. Now, we know that when students identify a pathway, they're more likely to complete college and finish their studies because they have found something that they can be engaged in. So it is certainly has been a win-win for us. And I have to tell you that our kids are really ready to hit the ground running, both in college and careers. And many of the companies that we work with that serve as mentors and coaches, you know, they are very happy to take on many of our students as interns because we provide tech-savvy students who really have an understanding of the workplace. And we have colleges that recruit these kids right into their business programs.
Oh, I just love what you're doing, Iris. This is such a wonderful program. And I hope everyone else was as inspired as I was with your presentation of it today. Thank you so much. For more information, give us the best website.
Yes, veinternational.org. And you can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. And it was a pleasure being on your show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Iris. And we will be back in a moment. What a great program. Very inspirational.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And many people think, and this is Biz Talk Radio, many people think that you really need to have that nose to grindstone, burn the midnight oil approach to be successful in business. Well, joining us today is a businessman who says, wait a minute here. His name is Scott McDonald. He's a seasoned CEO and author of Saving Investa, How an Ex-Factory Worker Helped Save One of Australia's Iconic Companies. And so, Scott, you have it a little bit differently, and it's so nice to have you with us. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Frankie. It's great to be with you.
So tell us why we're looking at things in the wrong way if we want to have success.
Well, Frankie, I look at my life and the lives of colleagues that I've worked with through the years. I started out very poor, worked my way through college, had a number of jobs, working in a factory, washing dishes, actually swept streets for a while. Just you do what you have to do to pay the bills. And finally, I got a college degree, and that led to a good job, and that led to another job. And pretty soon, I was CEO of a handful of different companies, and also a consultant to various companies around the world, trying to help them fix problems that they have. And one of the things, one of the takeaways from that life of 45 years of working in all kinds of jobs is that it's not just how hard you work or how many hours you work. You got to work smart, and you got to remember that there are other issues in life that you need to be attentive to, such as family and kids, and there's a life outside of work. So I found that's kind of the ingredients to success. And when you recognize that
absolutely
there's more than just hours, then you're a more well-rounded person.
I was just stopped in to see a friend who's in the construction business, working on several projects in the neighborhood, and I poked my head in the other day, and I said, hey, I haven't seen you. How are you? And he looked at me, and he said, I need balance, Frankie. I need balance. I can't figure out the balance piece. You know, I have to be more with the boys. He has three little boys, and do the business and do this and do that. And it's like, I'm like really stressed right now trying to figure out how to find that balance. And I think he's not alone. Everyone is feeling that and starting to, you know, wonder, how do we find the balance? And you say, don't expect anyone to give you anything.
Yeah, there's I wrote this book, and it's kind of behind the scenes of what was happening with a big company during the global financial crisis. And then having written the book, I was asked, and I've done a lot of presentations about just what I've learned in my life. And so I put down, I think the last chapter is lessons learned from a long career. One of the lessons is just don't sit back and expect people to give you something. If you want it, you go work for it. And then when you get it, you appreciate it more. You know,
yes,
what it takes to get it. And so that's just one of the lessons that I've learned in my life.
And you also say that losers have the best excuses. Winners find a way to succeed despite the many roadblocks and unexpected difficulties they encounter.
Yeah, life is challenging. I think we all face various challenges, and it's hard to put everybody into two buckets because there's a lot of different people and a lot of different professions.
Yeah, yes, of course.
One of the things I've noticed is that certain people seem to figure out how to do things despite the obstacles, and other people are quick with the excuse. And an excuse is no reason not to be successful. And I've found that the people that are least successful seem to have the best excuses. They've kind of figured out how to excuse poor behavior or how to excuse a poor performance. And if you hear a lot of excuses, you're probably dealing with someone who is not going to be successful.
You know, you say players score points, but teams win games. And we saw this the other night in Boston when Phoenix was in town. And one player scored 70 points, and they still lost the game. And I'm like, wow, this kid, 70 points. I've never seen, I mean, it was just extraordinary to see this young man on fire. But all of that effort and his team still lost the game.
Well, talking about this, stay with the basketball analogy. Of course, Final Four, the NBA March Madness.
Yeah.
You know, if you go back to the beginning of the year, and I happen to be a basketball fan, all the talk was about these super freshmen that were coming into the college scene that were going to dominate the sports. And the winners of the tournament were going to be the Kentuckys of the world, the Dukes of the world, the guys that had these one-and-done freshmen.
Yeah, well, two of the Final Four have never ever been to the game, never.
And they all have juniors and seniors. They don't have these super duper freshmen. All four of the teams, they're seasoned. Teams that they don't have the individual superstars as much as they have teams that have played together for two or three or four years.
Mm-hmm.
So that
mm-hmm.
should teach us something. And I know in business, I remember one time I had a chief financial officer who was very good at what he did, but he was not a team player, and it was all about him as opposed to about the success of
we
the
can
company.
Relate.
All
we can like yes, that. We know Scott. We know him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I fired him, and he was in disbelief. And he said, what do you mean? I'm like the greatest CFO you ever had. And I said, the problem is you're not a team player, and I need all the other people in the company to be motivated to get their jobs done, and they're not going to do that. If you're
right,
there,
listen, I love what you're doing, five lessons for achieving a successful career without sacrificing happiness. Hey, Scott, what's the best website? How can people find out more about you and the work you're doing?
Author Scott MacDonald, and it's MAC, not MC. AuthorScottMacDonald.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Scott. And we appreciate your being with us today. And come back again. This is Frankie Boyer. Thanks so much for being with us. And I got a chance to see this magnificent voice in person Saturday night. He was, oh my God, Mario Frangoulis is amazing. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Thank you.
Thank you.